Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Trinadapi Sunichena Tararivasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiran. May Krishna bless Parekh family, greater Parekh family, and especially please protect, maintain, rejuvenate Sri Nihar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 6, Texts 53-111. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues equals and inferiors with the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. There are two kinds of devotional service, the way of Pancharatrika, regulative principles, and the way of Bhagavat, transcendental loving service. The love of God of those engaged in Pancharatrika, regulative principles, depends more or less on the opulent and reverential platform. But the worship of Radha and Krishna is purely on the platform of transcendental love. Even persons who play as the superiors of Krishna also take the chance to offer transcendental loving service to the Lord. The service attitude of the devotees who play the parts of superiors of the Lord is very difficult to understand, but it can be very plainly understood in connection with the super excellence of their particular service to Lord Krishna. A vivid example is the service of Mother Yashoda to Krishna, which is distinct. In the feature of Narayan, the Lord can accept services only from his associates who play parts in which they are equal to or less than him. But in the feature of Lord Krishna, he accepts service very plainly from his father's teachers and other elders who are his superiors, as well as from his equals and his subordinates. This is very wonderful. For evidence, please listen to the examples described in the revealed scriptures, which are corroborated by the realization of great souls. Although no one is a more respected elder for Krishna than Nanda Maharaj in Vraja, who in transcendental paternal love has no knowledge that his son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still ecstatic love makes him, and what to speak of others, feel himself to be a servant of Lord Krishna. He too prays for attachment and devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, as the words from his own mouth give evidence. Quote, my dear Uddhava, please hear me. In truth, Krishna is my son. But even if you think that he is God, I would still bear toward him my own feelings for my son. May my mind be attached to your Lord Krishna. May our minds be attached to the lotus feet of your Lord Krishna. May our tongues chant his holy names, and may our bodies lie prostrate before him. Wherever we wander in the material universe, under the influence of karma, by the will of the Lord, may our auspicious activities cause our attraction to Lord Krishna to increase. These verses from Srimad Bhagavatam were spoken by the denizens of Vrindavan, headed by Maharaj Nanda and his associates, to Uddhava, who had come from Mathura. It gets better. That's because you are in devotional mood. Now that, the mood, if you're already liking it, that tells me everything. We are in Govinda Kunj, spiritual. Lord Krishna's friends in Vrindavan, headed by Sri Dama, have pure fraternal affection for Lord Krishna and have no idea of his opulences. Although they fight with him and climb upon his shoulders, they worship his lotus feet in a spirit of servitude. Quote, some of the friends of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, massaged his feet, and others, whose sinful reactions had been destroyed, fanned him with handheld fans. This verse, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, describes how Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram were playing with the cowherd boys after killing Dainakasura in the Talavan. Even the beloved girlfriends of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, the gopis, the dust of whose feet was desired by Sri Uddhava, and who are more dear to Krishna than anyone else, regard themselves as Krishna's maidservants. Quote, O Lord, remover of the afflictions of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, O hero of all women, O Lord, who destroyed the pride of your devotees by your sweet, gentle smile, O friend, we are your maidservants. Please fulfill our desires and show us your attractive lotus face. This verse, in connection with the rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis, is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna disappeared from his companions in the course of dancing, the gopis sang like this in separation from Krishna. So, first question for Radhika. Radha Mohini. That's all right. Radhika, Radha Mohini. It says here, when Krishna disappeared, did he disappear alone?
No, he left with Radha.
Excellent. Thank you, Radha Mohini. O Uddhava, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna resides in Mathura. Does he remember his father's household affair and his friends, the cowherd boys? O great soul, does he ever talk about us, his maidservants? When will he lay on our heads his aguru-scented hand? So, Radha Mohini, when did Krishna reside in Mathura? No, that's not when. Why was Krishna in
all the demons?
What is the question I did?
It says here, the gopis are saying, it is regrettable that Krishna resides in Mathura. My question. That's the answer. No, first he, why did he have to go? Then what happened right after he killed Kamsa? Why didn't he go back? Before that, why didn't he go back?
He released his father and mother.
Who? Which father and mother?
Vasudev and Devaki.
Okay, then?
And then he gave the kingdom to the Ugras, you know.
Ugras. Right, what else? But he still could have gone back. There's a reason. You're missing one little thing. He didn't go back. You said he killed Kamsa. Yeah. He released his father and mother. He should have gone back. Why didn't he go back?
No. I know. It's not.
Here's the answer. He told Nanda and Yashoda, now, these first 11 years, I have been with you. Now I want to spend time with Vasudeva and Devaki. Then we go to Ujjain, Sandipani Muni. But the excuse he gave was, now I need to spend some time with my real father and mother. Right? Yeah. Make sense? Okay.
So, yeah, he said something like in Bhagavatam.
Yeah, Bhagavatam. Krishna book is right there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam in the section known as the Brahmara Gita. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, in complete separation from Krishna, sang like this. Easy question. Who sent Uddhava?
Krishna.
Thank you. What to speak of the other gopis, even Sri Radhika, who in every respect is the most elevated of them all, and who has bound Sri Krishna forever by her loving attributes, serves his feet as his maidservant. O my Lord, O my husband, O most dear beloved, O mighty armed Lord, where are you? Where are you? O my friend, reveal yourself to your maidservant, who is very much aggrieved by your absence. Radha Sundari. By Radharani.
By Radha Mohini.
Radha Mohini. Thank you. So, Radha Mohini. What spiritual emotion is Radharani expressing when she calls herself maidservant?
She's maidservant?
Why? In other words, she's calling herself a maidservant. What transcendental quality is she demonstrating?
Humbleness.
Yes. Which is the most important. Okay, good. Radha Mohini.
You get today Radhika, you got Radha Sundari.
I love
those names.
This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. When the rasa dance was going on in full swing, Krishna left all the gopis and took only Srimati Radharani with him. So your first answer was correct. At that time, all the gopis lamented, and Srimati Radharani, being proud of her position, requested Krishna to carry her wherever he liked. Then Krishna immediately disappeared from the scene, and Srimati Radharani began to lament. Question. Krishna left Radharani, but he said something to her, and then she did something, and then he left. What? Because Radharani said, I can't go anymore, please carry me. So what did Krishna say at that point? What did Krishna say? He said, okay.
Come
on my back.
All right, yes.
Then Radharani attempted, and then Krishna disappeared. Got it? Good. This is called smaranam. Remembering specific details. I designed these classes I spent lots of time yesterday preparing this. I don't just come and you get...
Plus you tell your realization and you know you asking those questions. You know, that gives Divya can die in the mood.
Good.
Right now, you know, Krishna is carrying Radharani on it.
And then Krishna disappears. She's on the...
Okay. In Dwaraka Dham, all the queens headed by Rukmini also considered themselves maidservants of Lord Krishna. Quote, when Jarasandha and other kings, bows and arrows upraised, stood ready to deliver me in charity to Shishupal. He forcibly took me from their midst, as a lion takes its share of goats and sheep. The dust of his lotus feet is therefore the crown of unconquerable soldiers. May those lotus feet, which are the shelter of the goddess of fortune, be the object of my worship. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Queen Rukmini. Knowing me to be performing austerities, with the desire to touch his feet, he came with his friend Arjuna and accepted my hand. Yet I am a maidservant engaged in sweeping the floor of the house of Sri Krishna. Which queen is this speaking? Kalindi. Very good. Like the previous verse, this verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with the meeting of the family ladies of the Kuru and Yadu dynasties at Samanta Panchaka. Question. What was the occasion? Solar eclipse. And where were they? Very interesting. At the time of that meeting, the queen of Krishna named Kalindi spoke to Draupadi in this way. Because Draupadi asked them, how did you all marry Krishna? Because Draupadi was a great devotee of Krishna. Very great devotee. She loved Krishna. And she's also known as?
Krishna.
Krishna. Because she also has that dark, blackish complexion. Yes? Yes.
Draupadi.
Yes, yes. And then she's also has that other name when she's in Virat. They all took different names to keep their disguise. Malini. She was known as Malini. Okay. Through austerity and through renunciation of all attachments, we have become maidservants in the home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is satisfied in himself. So, what is the Sanskrit for? Atmarama. During the same incident, this verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Draupadi by a queen of Krishna's named Lakshmana. What to speak of others? Even Lord Baladev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is full of emotions like pure friendship and paternal love. Question, why would Balaram have feelings of paternal love?
Krishna is the elder brother.
Exactly, that's it. He's elder brother, so that's the brother should have, so that's why Nihar has that for you.
Dauji?
Ah, see, now I learned something.
Dauji, they call Balaram Dauji.
The older brother.
Thank you.
Braja.
A Braja name. Thank you. Although Lord Baladev appeared before the birth of Lord Krishna and is therefore Krishna's worshipable elder brother, he used to act as Krishna's eternal servitor. In the spiritual sky, all the Vaikuntha planets are predominated by the quadruple expansions of Krishna known as Chaturvyuha. They are direct expansions from Baladev. It is the singularity of the Supreme Lord that everyone in the spiritual sky thinks him or herself a servitor of the Lord. According to social convention, one may be superior to Krishna, but factually, everyone engages in his service. Therefore, in the spiritual sky or the material sky, no one is able to supersede Lord Krishna or demand service from him. On the contrary, everyone engages in the service of Lord Krishna. As such, the more a person engages in the service of the Lord, the more one is important. And conversely, The more one is bereft of the transcendental service of Krishna, the more he or she invites the bad fortune of material contamination. In the material world, although materialists want to become one with God or compete with God, everyone directly or indirectly engages in the service of the Lord. The more one is forgetful of the service of Krishna, the more one is considered to be dying. Therefore, when one develops pure Krishna consciousness, he or she immediately develops one's eternal servitorship to Krishna. Baladev also considers himself a servant of Lord Krishna. Indeed, who is there who does not have this conception of being a servant of Lord Krishna? He who is Shesha, Sankarshan, with his thousands of mouths, serves Sri Krishna by assuming 10 forms. Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiva, and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a guna avatar, qualitative incarnation, and is the ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes.
May I ask a question on this subject, ma'am?
I'll try. That was explained in the previous chapter. So we'd have to go to the previous chapter where he's explaining Nityananda, because this is the chapter about Advaita Acharya. In the previous chapter, he explains the 10 forms, Nityananda or Balaram, how he serves Krishna. So we'd have to go there.
It's like a, you know, the pillow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 10 forms.
Now, so the Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiva and also appears in unlimited universes, is also Guna Avatar. Now, the Guna Avatar is same as Lord Shiva, the Guna, the third Guna.
Rudra, Lord Shiva.
Yeah, Lord Shiva. So, but he came out from the...
Watch. Listen. Purport. Your question will be answered. There are 11 expansions of Rudra or Lord Shiva. They are as follows: Ajakapat, Habibhadran, Virupaksha, Raivatahara, Bahurupa, Devashrestha, Triambaka, Savitra, Jayanta, Pinaki, and Aparajita. Besides these expansions, there are 8 forms of Rudra called earth, water, fire, air, sky, the sun, the moon, and Somayaji. Generally, all these Rudras have 5 faces, 3 eyes, and 10 arms. Sometimes it is found that Rudra is compared to Brahma and is considered a living entity. But when Rudra is explained to be a partial expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is compared to Shesha. Lord Shiva is therefore simultaneously an expansion of Lord Vishnu, and in his capacity for annihilating the creation, one of the living entities. As an expansion of Lord Vishnu, he is called Hara, and he is transcendental to the material qualities. But when he is in touch with Tamagun, he appears contaminated by the material modes of nature. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and Brahma Sanhita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, it is stated that Lord Rudra is always associated with the material nature when she is in the neutral, unmanifested stage. But when the modes of material nature are agitated, he associates with material nature from a distance. In the Brahma Sanhita, the relationship between Vishnu and Lord Shiva is compared to that between milk and yogurt. Milk is converted into yogurt by certain additives, but although milk and yogurt have the same ingredients, they have different functions. Similarly, Lord Shiva is an expansion of Lord Vishnu, yet Because of his taking part in the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, he is considered to be changed like milk converted into yogurt. Here you go. In the Puranas, it is found that Shiva appears sometimes from the heads of Brahma and sometimes from the head of Vishnu. The annihilator, Rudra, is born from Sankarshan and the ultimate fire to burn the whole creation. In the Vayu Purana, there is a description of Sadashiva in one of the Vaikuntha planets. That Sadashiva is a direct expansion of Lord Krishna's form for pastimes. It is said that Sadashiva, or Lord Shambhu, is an expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Vishnu, and that his consort, Mahamaya, is an expansion of Ramadevi, or Lakshmi. Mahamaya is the origin, or birthplace, of material nature.
So there are different types of Shiva.
Yep.
So Shiva is the one that appears sometimes in the head of Brahma.
Yes.
And then Rudra is born from Sankarshan. And then Sadashiva is actually an expansion from the planet of Lord Vishnu.
Yes, but see, there seems to be two Sadashivas, if I read this correctly. There's a Sadashiva in Vaikuntha, but then there's another Sadashiva. Well, that would be in the Vaikuntha planets. Yeah, so there seems to be... No, there's two. It is said that Sadashiva, and then he has in quotation, Lord Shambhu, is an expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets.
An expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha.
So there's two. It seems. So
there's one in the Vaikuntha planets and one in the
Shambhu. Yes. If we read this correctly. For me, the topic of Lord Shiva is above my head. There's just, I don't have enough, so I go as far as it goes. I quote the Brahma Sanhita, and I leave it at that. Let's continue. He also desires only to be a servant of Lord Krishna. Sri Sadashiva always says, I am a servant of Lord Krishna. So in one sense, you can go on talking all you want, but Krishnadas Kaviraj saying, so what? He's still a servant. Whichever Shiva you want to talk about, he's a servant of Lord Krishna. That's the main thing there. Intoxicated by ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, he becomes overwhelmed and incessantly dances without clothing and sings about Lord Krishna's qualities and pastimes.
Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arasabhrati.
Exactly.
I'm a servant of Lord Krishna.
Yes. And that verse comes in this chapter, but not in this section. Yes, very important verse. Very good. All the emotions, whether those of father, mother, teacher, or friend, are full of sentiments of servitude. That is the nature of love of Krishna. Lord Krishna, the one master and Lord of the universe, is worthy of being served by everyone. Indeed, everyone is but a servant of his servants. The same Lord Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone, therefore, is his servant. Some accept him, whereas others do not. Yet everyone is his servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities. When a living entity forgets his or her constitutional position, one prepares him or herself to be an enjoyer of the material resources. Sometimes one is also misguided by the thought that service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not absolute engagement. In other words, one thinks that there are many other engagements for a living entity besides the service of the Lord. Such a foolish person does not know that in any position, one either directly or indirectly engages in activities of service to the Supreme Lord. Actually, if a person does not engage in the service of the Lord, all inauspicious activities encumber one, because service to the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya, is the constitutional position of the infinitesimal living entities. Because the living entity is infinitesimal, the allurement of material enjoyment attracts one, and one tries to enjoy matter, forgetting one's constitutional position. But when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, one no longer engages in the service of matter, but engages in the service of the Lord.
Very nice. This is a beautiful understanding how you can have, once you have service attitude, you can be back onto your consciousness as a service attitude. And then, Prabhu, I would like to inform you that my dear daughter, Radha Mohini, she's doing such a so much wonderful service at Shri Radha Govindji in Denver, Colorado. I'm very proud of her.
Hare Krishna.
Exactly, you know, she's doing.
Right.
Exactly, you know what?
Yes. In other words, when one is forgetful of his or her constitutional position, one appears in the position of the Lord of material nature. Even at that time, one remains a servant of the Supreme Lord, but in an unqualified or contaminated state. Which is why I always sing that song, you got to serve somebody. You're either going to serve Krishna or you're going to serve Maya. There's no in between. But servant Donald Trump, you're a servant. Everybody's servant.
Why not to serve Krishna?
Exactly. So when you meet him, you preach to him. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of his servants. Saying this, Advaita Prabhu dances and loudly sings. Then at the next moment, he quietly sits down. The source of the sentiment of servitude is indeed Lord Balaram. The plenary expansions who follow him are all influenced by that ecstasy. Lord Sankarshan, who is one of his incarnations, always considers himself a devotee. Another of his incarnations, Lakshman, who is very beautiful and opulent, always serves Lord Ram. The Vishnu who lies on the causal ocean is an incarnation of Lord Sankarshan. And accordingly, the emotion of being a devotee is always present in his heart. Advaita Acharya is a separate expansion of him. He always engages in devotional service with his thoughts, words, and actions. By his words, he declares, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, with his mind, he always thinks, I am his devotee. With his body, he worshiped the Lord by offering Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. And by preaching devotional service, he delivered the entire universe. Shesha Sankarshan, who holds all the planets on his heads, expands himself in different bodies to render service to Lord Krishna. These are all incarnations of Lord Krishna, yet we always find that they act as devotees. The scriptures call them incarnations as devotees, bhakta avatar. The position of being such an incarnation is above all others.
Can I ask a question? Why does it say that the source of the sentiment of servitude is indeed Lord Balaram?
Because, yes, he's the original guru. He's Krishna's first expansion, but even he considers himself Krishna's servant. So everything has to have an origin. So this is the real trickle-down movement. And since we are part and parcel of Krishna, that is already there in the soul. It's inherent in the soul. But you have free will, so you get to choose. Do I want to serve the illusory energy or do I want to serve Krishna? Those are the only two choices, chocolate or vanilla. Krishna's chocolate, dark, and Maya, white, right, gory. Only two choices you have. You don't have a third choice. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in different incarnations, appears in different incarnations, but his appearance in the role of devotee is more beneficial to the conditioned souls than the other incarnations with all their opulences. Sometimes... Sometimes the conditioned soul is bewildered when he or she tries to understand the incarnation of God with full opulence. Lord Krishna appeared and performed many uncommon activities, and some materialists misunderstood him. But in his appearance as Lord Chaitanya, he did not show much of his opulences, and therefore fewer conditioned souls were bewildered. Misunderstanding the Lord, many fools considered themselves incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the result is after leaving the body, they enter the species of jackals. Persons who cannot understand the real significance of an incarnation must attain such lower species of life as punishment. Is something burning? I smell something. Do you not smell something?
Yeah, I do.
I smell something. Hare Krishna.
I smell prasad all the time.
Jai. Persons who cannot understand the real significance of an incarnation must attain such lower species of life as punishment. Conditioned souls who are puffed up by false egotism and who try to become one with the Supreme Lord become Mayavadis. Lord Krishna is the source of all incarnations. All others are his parts or partial incarnations. We find that the whole and the part behave as superior and inferior. The source of all incarnations has the emotions of a superior when he considers himself the master, and he has the emotions of an inferior when he considers himself a devotee. Prabhupada's purport. A fraction of a particular thing is called a part, and that from which the fraction is distinguished is called the whole. Therefore, the fraction or part is included within the whole. The Lord is the whole, and the devotee is the part or fractional part. That is the relationship between the Lord and the devotee. There are also gradations of devotees who are calculated as greater or lesser. When a devotee is great, one is called Prabhu, and when one is lesser, one is called Bhakta, or a devotee. The supreme whole is Krishna, and Baladev, and all Vishnu incarnations are his fractions. Lord Krishna is therefore conscious of his superior position, and all Vishnu incarnations are conscious of their positions as devotees. But the position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with Lord Krishna, for the devotees are dearer to Lord Krishna than his own self. The conception of oneness with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is inferior to that of eternal service to the Lord, because Lord Krishna is more affectionate to devotees than to his personal self. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord clearly says, Sadavo hridayang mayang sadhunang hridayang tvaham mad anyate najananti nahang tebyo managapi. The devotees are my heart, and I am the heart of my devotees. My devotees do not know anyone but me. Similarly, I do not know anyone but my devotees. Question. Who was this verse spoken to?
To
Not Krishna to Arjuna. Narayan is speaking to Durvasa. When Durvasa, the Sudarshan Chakra, was chasing, and then he went to Narayan, and Narayan said, "Can't help you." And then he said, "The devotees, and I am in the heart of my devotees. So go back to Ambarish. If he forgives you, Sudarshan Chakra will let you go." This is the intimate relationship between the Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna considers his devotees greater than himself. In this connection, the scriptures provide an abundance of evidence. O Uddhava, neither Brahma, nor Shankara, nor Sankarshan, nor Lakshmi, nor even my own self is as dear to me as you. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam. The sweetness of Lord Krishna is not to be tasted by those who consider themselves equal to Krishna. It is to be tasted only through the sentiment of servitude. This conclusion of the revealed scriptures is also the realization of experienced devotees. Fools and rascals, however, cannot understand the opulences of devotional emotions. Purport. When a person is liberated in the sarupya form of liberation, having a spiritual form exactly like Vishnu, it is not possible for him or her to relish the relationship of Krishna's personal associates in their exchanges of mellows. The devotees of Krishna, however, in their loving relationship with Krishna, sometimes forget their own identities. Sometimes they think themselves one with Krishna and yet relish still greater transcendental mellow in that way. People in general, because of their foolishness only, try to become masters of everything, forgetting the transcendental mellow of servitorship to the Lord. When a person is actually advanced in spiritual understanding, however, he or she can accept the transcendental servitorship of the Lord without hesitation. Baladev, Lakshman, Advaitacharya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Shesha, and Lord Sankarshan taste the nectarian mellows of transcendental bliss of Lord Krishna by recognizing themselves as being devotees and servants. They are all mad with that happiness, and they know nothing else. What to speak of others, even Lord Krishna himself becomes thirsty to taste his own sweetness. He tries to taste his own sweetness, but he cannot do so without accepting the emotions of a devotee. Therefore, he took the position as Lord Chaitanya. That's one of the key fundamental. Lord Sri Krishna wanted to relish the transcendental mellow of a devotee. Therefore, he accepted the role of a devotee by appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, that seals the deal.
This is so beautiful.
That's so sweet, right? Even though Krishna wants nothing, to taste it,
you cannot find it any other place. You know?
No, that's right.
Any other place. This is such a wonderful arrangement. This is far out, you know, brother.
Yes, far out.
Yeah.
Therefore, Lord Krishna accepted the position of a devotee and descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is complete in every respect. He tastes his own sweetness through the various emotions of a devotee. I have formally explained this conclusion in chapter 4. Chapter 4 was all about the two internal reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared. Lord Chaitanya, who...
All these common people, you know, if he say something like they cannot even perceive it.
No, because... A lot of people still haven't accepted Krishna yet. What to speak of this? It's to come to this platform. Very, very rare. That's why we are so blessed that we have this realization. And we don't have any doubts about it.
Yes.
That's the real blessing.
Yes.
That's true.
And Prabhu, I was thinking the other day, that was my latest realization since we are on the same subject matter. Other day I was thinking that, you know, it is due to mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because the Chaitanya Charitamrita was available only to the West Bengal.
Yep.
And it was written in Bengali, you know, it was not available to us, even for the Indians.
Correct.
Even for the Indians.
Yes.
It was not available. But it's due to mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he translated this. Oh my God, to me, according to me, the greatest benediction Srila Prabhupada gave is Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Confirmed. Confirmed. Yeah.
Otherwise, how we can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the emotions and the mood of Srimati Radharani? We won't know.
And not only that, but written in such a way that whether you're a big scholar or a common man,
you understand. Yes, you can understand.
That's the genius. That's Krishna's hand.
Yes. It's not, you know, yesterday we were listening that it's not that, you know, whatever we speak is right. Whether he can make that message across.
Ah.
Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada did that.
Who was saying?
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Ah.
He was saying that. He's like, you know, Prabhupada didn't say that, like, oh, give me an American accent. He said that make them understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
He's like, I don't want an English accent. I don't care about that. But make them understand. That's what he prayed for.
Good. Okay. Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Sri Gaura Hari, is complete in relishing all the different mellows, namely purport. Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Sri Gaura Hari, is complete in relishing all the different mellows, namely neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, parental affection, and conjugal love. By accepting the ecstasy of different grades of devotee, he is complete in relishing all the mellows of these relationships. All the incarnations are entitled to the emotions of devotees. There is no higher bliss than this. Purport. All the different incarnations of Lord Krishna have the right to play the roles of servitors of Lord Krishna by descending as devotees. When an incarnation gives up the understanding of his godhood and plays the part of a servitor, he enjoys a greater taste of transcendental mellows than when he plays the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm so happy that you enjoyed today's class. Oh, yeah.